From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
And good morning to Cam from Southbound Records. How are you, mate?
Good morning, good morning, good.
Oh, I tell you what, it is a great day for going shopping at Southbound.
Oh, yeah, big release day, actually. There's a lot on the shelf today.
Yeah,
so,
I guess we're getting into the year, and any releases that were planned for this year are probably starting to all pop up on the shelves.
Oh, yeah, they're starting to roll in this week, and next week are both pretty huge weeks for releases.
And we're only a couple of weeks out from Record Store Day. What day is that?
Yeah, it's April 12th.
April 12th.
Very excited for that. We're opening up at 9 a.m, so a bit earlier than usual. We usually get some lines at the door, so that's always an exciting day.
Okay, so what you're saying, if you want to get first dibs on records at Record Store Day, maybe arrive a little bit early.
Earlier, yeah, for sure. Definitely okay. Get there earlier. And yeah, make sure you know what you want to get, because you got to get your hands on it quick, you know?
Are you still waiting for stock, or is it all arrived?
A lot of it's arrived. We've got a lot, boxes and boxes of stock have arrived. Mm-hmm. There's still things we're waiting on, but it's always a kind of surprise for us as well, what's kind of arrived on the day and what we can, you know, make available for people. So that's always exciting for us as well.
And it's not sold online, so people out there listening, it's not sold online till after the day has happened.
I think 5 p.m. is
the general vibe. Is head to the store, head to your local record store, Southbound Records, on the day,
and we'll see you there.
Okay. All right. Now, you've brought in a couple of things.
We got some exciting stuff here. A little box set in there as well. So we'll get into that soon. The first one, though, Sarah B. Dime is finally here. Artist based here in Tamaki Makaurau and signed to Innovative Leisure, which is a great label in LA, which also has Bad Bad Not Good, and Bambi is on there as well. Arjuna Oaks as well, who's also from here, releasing an album soon as well, and has also done an album with Sarah B a little while ago.
Has Arjuna Oaks played on this record with Sarah B?
I believe so, because I know they've done a lot together. I'm pretty sure there's a little bit of Arjuna Oaks on here, but yeah, really great album. There's some ambient stuff on here, there's some jazzy kind of stuff, some folky writing. The track we've got is Goji. This one's more kind of bossa nova. Such a great track. And yeah, it's out today on the shelf. So very excited to finally be holding this one in our hands again. We've been listening to the singles that he's released for a little while now. And really great stuff.
Viren's Corner, was that the first single off the album?
Yes, yeah.
Man, that is probably might be my favorite local song of the year thus far. It's so good.
It's great. Dime as well was released earlier. Really, really great as well. But yeah, I think this is probably my favorite one on the album so far. It's Goji.
Okay.
Twist like late night on your knees, holding surprise, folding all morning chains. Despite taking what you need and then leaving for a while, I'm still here. Just like I'm breakfast like? Late night on your knees, holding surprise, falling on born aging. Despite taking what you need and then leaving for a while, I'm still here.
Cerebi, brand new album out today. A few people excited to get their mitts on that one, myself included.
Yeah, Dime. It's a fantastic album and very excited that we finally have it in our hands.
Rad. Now, what else have we got this morning?
We got Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes live at the Greek. This is a pretty incredible live performance, or a series of live performances, I think, that they did at the Greek Theatre in the late 90s, I believe. Really, really awesome material on here. We've got a 2 LP, we've got a 6 LP as well, which looks great.
Is that like the whole, is that every single song that they played in the series, pretty
well,
much?
The 2 LP, I believe, is kind of like what they've grabbed a bit of each show and kind of put it in their best of kind of style, best of the live series, I guess. But it's a really, it sounds incredible. It's a really great recording.
Is this like early 2000s? So this is the Black Crowes and Jimmy Page doing Led Zeppelin, right?
Led Zeppelin and Black Crowes songs. So a little bit of both in there. There's an Otis Redding track as well on there. A couple of covers, I think. But yeah, some really incredible stuff. That box set that you're holding now has actually got... 6 LP. It's got some extra stuff like sound check recordings, which is, you know, I feel like you don't really see that often. That's such a cool...
pretty classic bootleg move to have like sound desk of sound check.
And of course a whole bunch of extra tracks that weren't included on the original album, so a whole bunch more recordings. If you're a fan of Jimmy Page,
he's kind of he's back in the musical news sphere, obviously, with the Led Zepp doco coming out, which was excellent. If you haven't seen it, strongly recommend.
Yeah,
some great background on very, very early days of Led Zepp. They're total legends. So
yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So we're gonna play the cover off this.
We'll play the Otis Redding cover. Let's play that.
Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes just shredding. This is them live, early 2000s-ish.
Yeah. Early 2000s, late 90s, yeah.
We should probably get our facts in order. Here we go.
I'm going to do this Otis Redding thing right here. Mama, I'm sure I'd handle now. Mama, I'm so hard to handle now. Yes, I ran.
Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes. Imagine how cool you'd feel if you were the Black Crowes and then you got Jimmy Page to play in your band.
Yeah. And with that crowd as well. Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah, rad. Okay. That is, so we've got the a Black Crowes and Jimmy Page box set live at the Greek, and you've got like a double, is it a double or a
two LP?
Double LP set as well.
Yeah. Okay. So both amazing groups of live performance.
Mm-hmm. And what have we got here?
Next one, Atomic Bomb. This one from William Onyebor. Very excited to have this one again. You were just saying before you think it was
I think there was a compilation that was released in like the early 2010s where William Onyebor kind of burst back onto the scene again. Maybe someone dug him out of a dusty old crate somewhere and suddenly every weekend at Golden Dawn you'd be hearing a DJ play William Onyebor.
Yeah, who is William Onyebor, I think, is the compilation. We've got that one at Southbound,
yes.
A really great compilation. This one's Atomic Bomb, 1978 this one came out. It has got Atomic Bomb on it, no surprises there. Which
pull it up underneath us, eh?
It's a big long one of his...
Oh no, wrong song. Wrong song, yeah.
Yeah, Atomic Bomb's become one of his like biggest tracks, and this album houses that great one there. Body and Soul has also just been repressed, which also has some great tracks on it. I think it came straight after this one, maybe a couple of years after this album. But yeah, just a really, really great sound. Obviously, William Onyebor kind of like pioneering that like synthesized Afrobeat electronic kind of sound. So good.
Super cruisy. A good one to have in the collection for the dinner party at your house, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
definitely.
Just invite some mate around, chuck on this.
Yeah.
Everyone just vibing out.
Yeah.
I want to realize, man, the way I feel in me. I'm gonna explode.
Total Vibes. William Onyebor.
Atomic Bomb.
Okay, On the Shelf. I was just saying off air, I kind of merged the characters of William Onyebor and also Tim Meyer together. I think both have had reissues in recent times.
Yeah, so. Both on Luwaka Bop. So,
okay, there we go.
Buddies in that sense.
Yes. Okay. All right. So On the Shelf at Southbound, Cam from Southbound Records, just up the road from BFM next to T. White's Bikes. Run us through what is on the shelf.
We got Serebii's latest album, Dime.
Someone's asked us for the spelling of Serebii. Serebii?
S-E-R-E-B-I-I.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Atomic Bomb, William Onyebor, which we're hearing in the background right now. Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes live at the Greek. And we got the 2LP and the 6LP and the CD.
All right. Excellent. All right, Cam from Southbound, thanks so much for making the voyage in this morning.
Thank you.
We'll see you up there later today.
See ya.
Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.